Our opening hymn from the Red Church Hymnal is hymn 294, Come Down, O Love Divine.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
If you'd like to be seated. I'd like to say good morning and a very warm welcome to everyone to our service of wholeness and healing. And in our service, we do have that opportunity later on to come on behalf of ourselves or someone we love and to receive some anointing for healing. Hopefully on your way in, you'll have seen the notices for the week that is to come. Most of our regular activities are happening this coming week. Wanted to draw attention to one or two things that don't happen every week. Tomorrow, Monday, members of the Mothers Union are gathering for the area service, which is taking place this year in Sego in Portadown. And there's a bus leaving from Knockbreda Parish car park. And that bus is leaving at 6 o'clock. So members of the Mothers Union who might be travelling to that service are asked to assemble before 6 at Knockbreda Car Park. On Tuesday evening, our select vestry are meeting at 7:30. And on Wednesday afternoon, the Ladies Afternoon Friendship Group are meeting this week. And there's a special talk about the Begins and the Beginettes. And the Begins are a group of ladies who didn't marry, but lived a community life of self-sufficiency and spirituality in community. And there's an excellent speaker who's going to come and share their fascinating story. And if you're free to come, you'll be really welcome on Wednesday afternoon at 2 o'clock. on Thursday, our midweek Lenten service. This will be the last of the midweek series where we're looking at the work of Dietrich Bonhoeffer and the Sermon on the Mount. And then next week is Holy Week. And this coming Saturday between 9 and 11, we have our monthly work party around the grounds of the church. And if you're free to come and help, we're always delighted to get those jobs done around the grounds of the church between 9 and 11 on Saturday morning. Next Sunday, our services are Holy Communion at 9 o'clock. At 11 o'clock, we're going to have an all-age family service for Palm Sunday. And next Sunday evening at 7, the service of evening prayer. You'll find all the responses for our service today on the screen, or if you prefer to follow in the Book of Common Prayer, our service begins today on page 458.
In the name of Christ, we welcome you. We have been called out of darkness into God's marvelous light. Grace and peace be with you.
And also with you.
The love of God has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. We dwell in him and he lives in us. Give thanks to the Lord and call upon his name. Sing to God, sing praises to his name. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. A special collect prayer for today's service. Heavenly Father, you anointed your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit and with power to bring to us the blessings of your kingdom. Anoint your church with the same Holy Spirit, that we who share in his suffering and victory may bear witness to the gospel of salvation through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Would you please be seated for our reading?
This morning's reading is taken from the book of the prophet Ezekiel, chapter 37, beginning to read at the first verse. The hand of the Lord was on me, and he brought me out by the Spirit of the Lord and set me in the middle of a valley. It was full of bones. He led me to and fro among them, and I saw a great many bones on the floor of the valley. Bones that were very dry. He asked me, "Son of man, can these bones live?" I said, "Sovereign Lord, you alone know." Then he said to me, "Prophesy to these bones and say to them, 'Dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. This is what the sovereign Lord says to these bones. I will make breath enter you, and you will come to life. I will attach tendons to you, and make flesh come upon you, and cover you with skin. I will put breath in you, and you will come to life. Then you will know that I am the Lord." So I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I was prophesying, there was a noise, a rattling sound, and the bones came together, bone to bone. I looked, and tendons and flesh appeared on them, and skin covered them, but there was no breath in them. Then he said to me, "Prophesy to the breath. Prophesy, son of man, and say to it, 'This is what the sovereign Lord says. Come, breath, from the four winds and breathe into these slain, that they may live.' So I prophesied as he commanded me, and breath entered them. They came to life and stood up on their feet, a vast army. Then he said to me, Son of man, these bones are the people of Israel. They say, Our bones are dried up and our hope is gone. We are cut off. Therefore prophesy and say to them, This is what the Sovereign Lord says. My people, I am going to open your graves and bring you up from them. I will bring you back to the land of Israel. Then you, my people, will know that I am the Lord when I open your graves and bring you up from them. I will put my spirit in you, and you will live, and I will settle you in your own land. Then you will know that I, the Lord, have spoken, and I have done it, declares the Lord. Here endeth the lesson.
At this point in our service, the children leave for Sunday school, and we wish them well as they go. We stand to sing hymn number 627, What a Friend We Have in Jesus.
May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be now and always acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. As we welcome everyone to our service of wholeness and healing today, the chances are that most people among us will know someone who is going through difficult times right now. It might be ourselves, might be a family member or a friend, but whenever we meet those experiences, they tend to change our perspective. And in the intensity of those times,
when we are surrounded perhaps by illness or stress, everything feels magnified. Life somehow feels heavier and our burdens are harder to carry. We get exhausted and we often feel overwhelmed. And in the reading, which we just heard a couple of moments ago, which Philip read so well for us from Ezekiel, the Israelites describe their experience of being in exile in Babylonia in these terms. They said, "Our bones are dried up, our hope is gone, and we are cut off." Our bones are dried up, our hope is gone, and we are cut off. And sometimes in the Bible we hear the psalmist describing his experiences in similar ways. He feels that being a man of faith means that he is the laughingstock of his enemies, and his sense of suffering is overwhelming, and at times he feels that God's presence is absent from him. And so our emotions and our feelings in those times of trial and struggle, in those seasons, they're very charged. And yet, to me, there's something very reassuring about the scriptures that articulate those feelings so powerfully. Whenever those times and seasons that we're going through are hard, there's a really important process in the Bible called lament, where we cry out to God. And as we cry out, we describe to him what we're feeling and experiencing, and we admit our confusion and pain and a sense of lostness and hopelessness. And it's not sinful or wrong or bad to admit these things out loud to God and to cry out to him. It's honest and it's real. And the psalmist and the prophets and even Jesus himself at times cried out about how hard they were finding things. Do you remember that heartbreaking plea that Jesus made in the Garden of Gethsemane? "Father, take this cup of suffering from me, yet not my will, but yours be done." And that's a level of prayer that I believe I have a long way to go to reach, where you long for relief and for an end to suffering, but you're still prepared to trust God's purposes in it, even if it doesn't seem to make any sense right now. At times, if we're honest, we can sense a mood of pessimism in the life of churches and Christian communities. People talk very often these days about shrinking numbers and decline. People look back nostalgically to the past when it seemed everything was simpler and better, and God's work was more visible and his presence was more tangible. But what's beautiful in this vision of Ezekiel that we heard today is that it holds out the possibility to us of new life and transformation whenever God's Holy Spirit breathes into places that seem arid and dry. And sometimes it's not just churches or religious communities that are dry and dead. It can also be our own individual journey of faith, where sometimes we feel like we've run into a roadblock or a log jam. We've worked and seen little fruit or reward. And we feel overwhelmed by the needs and complexities of our situation, and the solutions that helped us in the past don't seem to be bringing us any help or relief. And although that's a very, very difficult place to find ourselves, and when we've cried out in lament to God about it,
it then leads us into a very important place. And that's the point where we realize how absolutely dependent we are on the mercy and the grace of God. And whenever I'm in that place, I find myself praying and communicating with God a whole lot more, because I realize that in myself, I don't have any answers and I don't know what to do. And just like this valley of the dry bones, the only thing that will bring life and hope and healing is the Spirit of God. And so that's what we're all about in this service of wholeness and healing today. We're saying very simply, can you come, Lord? Can you enter our struggles with us? Can you bring life and hope and healing when we can't do those things for ourselves? Can you help to change our perspective and help us to trust you more and open our hearts to the new life that you want to breathe into our situation? My friend and colleague Ryan shared a very powerful observation with me recently about the life of faith in this place, when he said, you know, it's not all smoke and mirrors here, Jono. It's not about something shiny or flashy on the outside, but he said it's about real depth. And he said, whenever you visit in people's homes or in hospitals, what you see over and over again is rich and it's real. And he said it's a privilege to meet with people who, in all of their life experiences, have sat with God and prayed and committed their path to him, and they're staying with him and holding on to him even when things are difficult or they don't make sense. It was so powerful, I wrote it down. And I see those things in Ryan's life and ministry too, as he invests in the lives of a small group of teenagers 2 Sundays a month here in the church. And he tries to help that group to explore what it looks like to be a follower of Jesus in the complicated and complex world that they're growing up in, and to open up that discussion in a safe way. In a few moments' time, anybody who wishes to will have the opportunity to come forward for anointing on behalf of ourselves or someone that we care about. And whenever we do this, we always say there's nothing magic about Gillian or me or the oil that's being used, other than it has been blessed for this particular purpose. And what we're asking God in his mercy to do is to pour out his Holy Spirit upon those things that are too big for us. And we're asking him to act in the best way for ourselves or for the people that we're remembering. And the truth is that God might do something very powerful and dramatic as a result of what happens, but he might also do something very quiet and gentle. But whatever he chooses to do, we long as a community to encounter him today in our worship together. We long that he would breathe new life into our dry bones, and that he would bring vitality and joy and holiness, and that he would enable us to bless and to heal all who encounter us as his life radiates from us. Amen.
Our service continues on page 459 with prayers of intercession. Let us pray. God the Father, your will for all people is health and salvation.
We praise
God the Son, you came that we might have life and might have it more abundantly. God the Holy Spirit, you make our bodies the temple of your presence.
We praise
you. Holy Trinity, one God, in you we live and move and have our being.
We praise
you. Lord, grant your healing grace to all who are sick, injured, or disabled, that they may be made whole. Grant to all who are lonely, anxious, or depressed a knowledge of your will and an awareness of your presence. Grant to all who minister to those who are suffering wisdom and skill, sympathy and patience. Mend broken relationships and restore to those in distress soundness of mind and serenity of spirit.
Hear us, Lord.
Sustain and support those who seek your guidance and lift up all who are brought low by the trials of this life.
Hear us, Lord.
Grant peace and a holy death to those who are dying, and uphold by the grace and consolation of your Holy Spirit those who are bereaved. Restore to wholeness whatever is broken by human sin in our lives, in our nation, and in the world. You are the Lord. You perform mighty wonders. With you, Lord, is the well of life. Hear us, Lord of life. Let us be silent before God. O Lord our God, accept the fervent prayers of your people. In the multitude of your mercies, look with compassion upon us and all who turn to you for help. For you are gracious, O lover of souls, and to you we give glory, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen. And so we come to that part of the service when we confess our sins to God, prayers of penitence. The gospel calls us to turn away from sin and be faithful to Christ. As we offer ourselves to him in penitence and faith, we renew our confidence and trust in his mercy. The psalmist says, "Cast your burden upon the Lord, and he will sustain you." The prophet Isaiah says, "In returning and rest you shall be saved. In quietness and trust shall be your strength." You raise the dead to life in the Spirit. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
You bring pardon and peace to the sinner. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
You bring light to those in darkness. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
God, the Father of mercies, has reconciled the world to himself through the death and resurrection of his Son, Jesus Christ, not holding our sins against us, but sending his Holy Spirit to shed abroad his love among us. By the ministry of reconciliation entrusted by Christ to his church, receive his pardon and peace to stand before him in his strength alone, this day and forevermore.
Amen. We stand to sing the hymn of the offering, number 308, Revive Your Church, O God.
Our service continues on page 462. Our help is in the name of the Lord.
Blessed be heaven and earth.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Now and forever. Amen.
Let us pray. Blessed are you, sovereign God, gentle and merciful, Creator of heaven and earth. Your word brought light out of darkness, and daily your Spirit renews the face of the earth. When we turned away from you in sin, your anointed Son took our nature and entered our suffering to bring your healing to those in weakness and distress. He broke the power of evil and set us free from sin and death, that we might become partakers of his glory. His apostles anointed the sick in your name, bringing wholeness and joy to a broken world. By your grace renewed each day, you continue the gifts of healing in your church, that your people may praise your name forever. By the power of your Spirit, may your blessing rest on those who are anointed with this oil in your name. May they be made whole in body, mind, and spirit. Hear the prayer we offer for all your people. Remember in your mercy those for whom we pray. Heal the sick, raise the fallen, strengthen the faint-hearted, and enfold in your love the fearful and those who have no hope. In the fullness of time, complete your gracious work. Reconcile all things in Christ and make them new. Restore us in your image, renew us in your love, that we may serve you as sons and daughters in your kingdom. Through your anointed Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit we lift our voices of thanks and praise. Blessed be God, our strength and our salvation, now and forever. Amen. And now we come to that part of our service where we do have that opportunity, if we wish, to come forward for anointing with oil, either on behalf of ourselves or someone that we know who's going through difficult things at the present time. Usually, if the choir wished to begin, we would normally start at the communion rails, and then Gillian and I will make our way down the steps, and anybody who wishes to come forward to be anointed, please do so. If you'd like us to come to your seat, do indicate to the wardens, and we'd be happy to come there. The Almighty Lord, who is a strong tower for all who put their trust in him, whom all things in heaven, on earth, and under the earth obey, be now and evermore your defense. May you believe and trust that the only name under heaven given for health and salvation is the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And so in confidence, let us pray to the Father for the coming of the kingdom among us, as we pray as he taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. God, who said, "Let light shine out of darkness," has caused his light to shine within us, to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God. We have this treasure in earthen vessels. And may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be amongst you and remain with you this day and forevermore. Amen. Just before we sing our closing hymn, a reminder that everyone is welcome to some tea and coffee over in the church hall after our service. And if anybody would like to have prayer on behalf of themselves or someone else, there will be somebody here at the communion rails after the service is over if you'd like to have a time of prayer. Our closing hymn this morning is hymn 374, "When All Thy Mercies, O My God."
Thank you.
in peace to love and serve the Lord.